How many of you in here are doing over $250,000 a year? Almost everybody in here. We know our target market. We know our target market. So why am I going to go market to independent insurance agents or independent real estate agents or people like that that don't fit our target market? So this is how it helps us. When they inquire, we offer them something else. Because even if they join, it's probably not going to be the right fit. Network marketers, they come to us and we're like, we will help you. You can get in the inner circle. I do network marketing. I'm in network marketing in two different network marketing companies right now. I personally recruited more people and send out cards in 2009 than all 25,000 people at that point in time. We're building a network marketing company right now through Take Shape for Life, through our health program. We got several coaches already. Santiago's wife is heading that up. She's one of my main coaches. I know how it works. I can help them. But here's what happens. When you attract prospects that are not in your ideal target market, they're harder to service. It takes more time. It costs you more. There's more problems along the way. How many of you found that out? So you need to get serious about your target market. Here's how this relates to referral marketing. You need to share with your referral sources, when we're talking about referring you, who you want them to refer. Who's the right fit for you? If you start getting referrals from a referral source that they're not the right fit for you, then you need to call them up and you need to say, can we have lunch? I really appreciate your referrals. What I want to do is I want to go over, you know, what our ideal target market is. And, you know, by the way, that's also the key to identifying the right referral partners. I got to call on the right referral partners. Daryl, would you agree with that? Absolutely, right? If I'm looking for high-end clients, I got to be marketing to referral sources that have high-end clients. Make sense? Okay. All right. So that's their demographics. Maybe even more importantly is something called psychographics, and this is their lifestyle and buying behaviors. Are they family oriented? What is their faith? Do they have pets, children? What kind of work do they do? What kind of clubs they belong to? What charities are they involved in? And what you want to do is you want to list everything that you can to describe their lifestyle and find out what each one of them has in common with each other. Talk about Facebook. Why don't you go and look at your best clients and find out what groups they belong to? Because guess what? Birds of a feather. So the people who are in that group with them are probably going to be possibly good prospects for you. Make sense? Yeah. Okay. Big one here. What are their frustrations? David Fry says that every single industry and every single consumer group have three problems that are never solved. That three problems that are never solved. Doesn't mean that you don't solve it for people. It just means that industry-wide, that these are problems that are going to always exist. For example, give you an example. In our service company, in an in-home service company, which many of you guys do, are we always going to have a problem with unscrupulous, uneducated, uninformed, and sometimes downright unscrupulous service companies? Yes. In the construction industry, are we?